first thing, of course.
I think we kind of got Henry a little mad at us this morning over here on that.
Didn't want to say anything.
Didn't want to. But,
I put it to him.
Big medicine, and maybe we can do some backgrounding out of Chicago while you're there. Get some of those Midwest farm editors up.
I can close the background right now.
Yeah.
Say that I put the damn labor leaders in and put them through the ringer.
That's it. But,
don't worry, we're going to play it. The hell that Henry's worried about. In fact, maybe the Russians are going to do this, but good God, I mean, we do brilliant things, Christ. We did Jordan.
Yeah.
You did Berlin and the rest, and we did a one-day story.
Nobody knows it.
That's what agreed,
sir.
He just doesn't have any ideas for himself.
We've got to get this out, particularly in the Midwest. And if you have no objection, I would think we ought to have Midwest farm editors come up for the morning after the Chicago dinner, just to be there. You don't have to see them, but somebody from the administration that could give them the inside story of the negotiations,
yeah.
How the president calls
for
them. Yeah. I would
think you're giving it too much away, but we're not giving anything away. Should we want to sell this goddamn corn, they want it.
And there isn't the corn price right now is the big Midwest
store.
You know, they're all just really
tough. Yeah, the corn price hasn't changed their whole attitude.
And whether the price goes up, as long as they feel like somebody's doing something about it, I think will help.
They ain't doing so bad. Their crop is so big. Their incomes are down. Just a goddamn price.
Well, to sell
a corn, I know.
Yeah. To sell a Yoder was home trying to buy corn for his cattle.
And he said he couldn't find it.
He said he couldn't find it.
At a dollar.
At a dollar because everybody's speculating on the price going up. And they're all hanging on to it.
John, on the dock strike, I want to be tougher than George usually likes to be in this stuff.
All right.
Just incidentally, I didn't want to say that, but that meeting, frankly, to appear to be tough, even if it fails, I want to slap that partly on it. You get my point?
Yes, sir.
Slap the goddamn thing on, and then they'll think that I'm not sitting here.
All right.
George doesn't understand politics, you see. Just like I told him that we'll put the 90-day freeze on again. He said, well, I don't think it's going to work.
Let me tell you, as I said earlier, it's
couple of blacks, interestingly enough. Conyers, against Russell, and old Hawkins.
Gus Hawkins, yeah.
Against Russell. Most of the New York blacks, four of us. Clarence Mitchell was out in the hall stamping up and down saying they just burned the Constitution. Raising hell for the NAACP.
Now, what's
going to
happen now? Is the bill going to go through?
Bill go through. Go to conference. Senate will try and slice some of these things off.
Second thing, with regard to the wheel, did I overstate? Will I be told?
Yes, you will. Yes, sir.
Great. Because of what you're told?
Child development.
Child development is easy.
Principally.
I hope your crisis ends, because I wouldn't want to go to the legal service.
Oh, we've been hanged up. We've been hanged up.
He wants
to try and work a compromise.
No, sir.
We have held the line on this just flat.
And
Elliot is with us, and he's holding the line, but he's not being strong enough in his public statements. And I'm going to have
a public statement out from Secretary here. Did you do that?
Sure.
The President is opposed to taking children away from their mothers.
Buchanan has written a real demagogic memo on this. It was his last act before leaving for Russia. And there's a lot of good writing.
Prayer.
So,
which way do I have to do in that
way? I don't think you have to.
In principle what I'm for, but that's all there is.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
You say, I've been on record for over 10 years on this subject.
That's right. And, you know, actually, I'm for it.
For prayer. So,
I am.
Sure.
I really am.
Yeah, but
I mean, I support them in the 80s.
But don't let yourself get onto this particular language.
I see.
Because, interestingly enough, a lot of church groups oppose this language.
Jews?
No. Protestants. Protestants. Good old Bible Belt Protestants.
Oh.
And what they're afraid of here is that it is so imperfectly drawn that they're going to get another bad decision out of the Supreme Court.
Right.
And so they would rather not go through this with this language. I think it's perfectly fine for you to take the occasion to say, my record's clear for 10 years.
Secretary of Agriculture.
Yep.
The more I think about it, Buzz, good man, but that name becomes semantics, and, you know, Buzz. And I just off him rated that. I know he's an awfully good man.
I talked to John this morning. He's going to have a memo for you on the airplane on this. I asked him to talk to Harlow again this morning on two things, Kyle and this bad name.
Yeah.
And basically what it comes down to, I had lunch with Harlow yesterday about this.
Yeah.
And I see basically what this comes down to is Butts is a guy that is totally programmable. He'll go out and say any damn thing we want him to say, and he'll say it more or less tirelessly. But he has these two impediments, the name, but the Ezra Taft-Benson thing is the thing that concerns me most. And they don't have a good answer for
that. Let me come right down to it. If he would take my reading of the veto, why not Harold then?
Well, that's where I come out.
I agree that he said
that. He has so many fringe benefits to him.
Yeah. Nobody's going to say, well, he's a farmer and the rest of it. He can say, I'm a farm boy and grew up in Old Holland.
Sure, I've lived with these problems all my life.
This is my specialty. He was my farm advisor at all for years.
Yep. If you could get it. Now, he is doing an absolutely superb job for Procter & Gamble. Just superb on this whole phosphates and detergents problem, which is cutting the guts out of that company. And I would guess that they would not let him go. He would be confronted with a very tough choice. I mention this because you can't get your heart set on him. There's a very high probability you can't get it.
Are you talking? So the President asked, you can't go there.
not smart.
That's right.
He owns farms. He's not a farmer. And both of them came out saying, he just isn't that smart. He isn't a smart guy. He's a dumb congressman. He's about like Sherlock. And I was fairly impressed with him here, but I don't know him, so
forget it.
Okay, I'll talk to Bryce.
Physically, not mentally.
Yeah.
But I need you to know that I observed him at the dinner the other night. He was like a ghost.
Well, the thing that concerns me is to get a lot of newspaper talk going about the White House cutting Blunt up or vice versa. I think I'll just talk to Harry, if you don't mind, and indicate to him that there's a lot of talk like this and that we got to be awful circumspect in the way we conduct ourselves in this thing. And that,
all right, you talk to Harry.
That we don't want to give Blunt any help.
But incidentally, help the magazines.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Hope's coming down.
I was sticking right into it. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to tell that goddamn son of a bitch from life.
I get another chance.
No, he's pretty close to the commie line.
High school?
That is where it is.
Well, we got Grunewald down here.
Grunewald, and
yeah. Two of the commies. So I get another crack, you see, because I got to see Grunewald this next week. And, then their national affairs people, their editors, are down here. And I've agreed to see them for an hour.
Under no circumstances.
Well, no, they don't want to see Henry. See, these are the domestic guys. And Grunewald's sort of their den chief. It's really,
heinous. Terrible. Don't tell them things you don't want to screw them.
Okay. But, high school, I was pretty blunt.
Yeah, he's very unpleasant. He's formerly married to a movie star and everything, and he's been interested in Latin America. But left wing is John.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the quality of these guys. That fella and Hedley Donovan running, one of the great opinion-making magazines of the
nation. They're both soft on the head.
They really are. They're surprising.
What is that?
He's on the phone now. Mr. John Klein, we'll be talking to him in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, sir.
I was talking to your friend Ed Reagan up in the area.
check to see if it is what
the
you
law
want. Well, it is a an amendment, he called it, that provides the president with discretionary authority to declare a balance of trade and payments emergency, and then gives him the ability to impose selective or general import quotas, or to impose an import surcharge of up to 15% of the value of a particular article, and so on. You can see what is involved there.
Sure.
Now, what this is basically from the Treasury, and Charlie Walker has reported that he is doing this pursuant to the Secretary's instructions, and refers to a meeting involving you and Connolly and Bennett. And it seems
I saw Bennett and Connolly was here.
Well, I was here when you saw Bennett. It was first proposed as putting this authority in the hands of the Secretary of the Treasury. And the committee changed it to putting the authority
about it. You know, my view is it's just ridiculous. I mean, it just puts the whole damn ball back. Just in case you know, it was not up for election. It was just that he liked a lot of other people. So if you're wrong, there's no theory. Yeah, I don't think you should. I don't really think it's that word. Well, do what you can to kill it. I know exactly what you mean.
It's done.
Now, let's coming to more important things. How's the report coming? Shall the vote in the House committee screw everything up or not yet?
Well, it didn't seem to have as of last night.
Yeah, I understand.
My last reading was with Weber about 10:30.
You had said that you didn't think it had so far, but I just want to get a view.
My boy,
I'm so anxious to get that to work at the table. But I also feel this, and George, I feel very strongly that we shouldn't pay out too much if they do not get the right kind of agreement. We'll flush the whole thing, impose a freeze for 90 days, and have the cost of living council be very discretionary. Give the teachers theirs, and give some retroactive stuff. In other words, pick our friends and do it as low-key as possible. I'm just inclined to think that might be the best two worlds. Now, and you say, what are you going to do after the 90 days? Well, we believe that we'll take a look at it and see how the thing works. And at the end of 90 days, you say, we kept this inflation down for this length of time, and we decided to pop it off. But I know it isn't, nothing is perfect, but I would prefer that to having a situation of paying me very engaged meaning.
Well, I think that it is inevitable that the labor people are going to go along, that there has to be a way of approving the coal settlement when that comes in, and the dock settlement, and they are going to hold to the principle of the sanctity of their contracts.
I understand all that.
I think those are...
Well, does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me. I've assumed that if we're going in for this, that's what we're going in for. There will be approval of some very large settlements, and that, of course, will develop a hue and cry about caving in too much to labor. I think what they will get out of it, and this is the management strategy from that board, they will be looking for some kind of a moderate guideline for 1972.
Right. Could we make it 5.5 rather than 6?
Woodcock's number was 6.2. So that looks like his bargaining number, and it probably could come down a little bit.
Make it, if you can get it in the 5 range, it doesn't have to be 5, but you know, 5.7 or something like that, or 5, you know, you get my point on this thing, the semantics.
Well, your signal to us on this is to try hard to make it work,
but
if the price is too high, and it gets very, very steep, particularly in 72,
flush it.
Flush it.
Get out of it and start running the national economy the way you and I know it ought to be run. Older.
And on this surcharge thing, you want me to try to turn this off?
Oh, God, yes.
And it's the...
I probably know it related to it. Is it any
try to get...
The thing is, I don't want the heat down here in the White House. Election here is what the hell I'm gonna have to propose. They'll be in here to ask, you know, cranberries and holy hands and, you know, Jesus, you're asking. But be awful.
Okay, I'll try to get Connolly. I think he's in Jakarta. Would you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Walker found that he is operating under direct...
Johnson, the only thing that I'm concerned about that I put it this way, in principle, I like the kind of idea. The only thing is, I don't want to have the responsibility so directly put here so that every item that becomes one where I've got to die or goes to me.
Well, no doubt that's why he originally put it in the Secretary of the Treasury. But the Secretary of the Treasury and the President are indistinguishable from this sort of thing. Sure. Oh, yeah. We all knew it.
Well, we knew it.
The
now, with our
That's the only real dark part of that.
The letter has this, Arthur's thinking of history and everything else, and he knows damn well that letter's in the file. Now you realize what it does to him, George. The economy doesn't go up. He did it. The historical reference for his great advice to me, that's such a no-I-T relevant.
Right. Well, Milton, interestingly enough, when I talked to him on the phone a couple of days ago, he said the parallels to 1960 just scare the daylights out of me. That was Milton's words.
Yeah. Would you tell Milton that he ought to call Arthur? Or wouldn't do any good?
He's on the outs with Arthur.
But
if he writes an article, that has its impact on Arthur.
But I want Arthur, I want a program of people putting the heat on Arthur and calling. See, they're calling me and he thinks it may be online. But, which I am to an extent, although I know what people feel, so therefore I'm not. I'm representing what the sentiment of the business community is. But any, for you and Colson and Flanagan, sit down and think, who are the people that Arthur respects the most? See, if you get any Howie calling, for example, if Howie believes in them, as I don't know he does.
From what I could judge of this Calvin Bullock forum and Mr. Bullock said,
wow.
It was a crazy right. thing. But anyway, they're worried about caving into labor. My talk to them was basically along the lines of...
Oh, you were there yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going next week. Well, tell me about it, yeah.
That we're basically going to conduct our fiscal and monetary policies. I didn't say it quite this way, as though we don't have any machinery. In the sense that we're going to have policies that will continue to bring the rate of inflation down, but a very strong part of that now is to have a strong expansion. And a strong expansion at this point, because of its productivity kick, will do a lot to give us a lower cost pressure and so on. They seem to accept that very well. But they're a very skeptical lot down there in Wall Street, I would say.
Well, I'll worry.